blessings, everybody. You're listening to All About You podcast. I'm so happy to be back. Damn, I feel like those YouTubers that come in, do a few little videos, and next thing you know, they're gone for like 6 fucking months. Listen, I ain't even gonna promise y'all shit, okay? It is what it is. I'll be here when I'm here. I'm sorry. Life is lifing. I'm tired. All right, so we're gonna jump right in. Okay, of course, I was scrolling. I really feel like I should just get off social media altogether. So there is this video of this man, fake jewelry on, this ugly red suit on, shades, and doing an interview. And somebody, the caption is, "This is why you niggas are single. Go pay a maid." This man, okay, says, if a woman comes over your house and she sees it's in disarray and it's a little messy, you know what I'm saying, and she doesn't come over there and clean, she don't like you. She's not for you. If you are sick or not feeling good and she's not coming over there, you know, getting your house together, getting you together, giving you herbs and food and cooking for you, then she's not the woman for him. Now, I wholeheartedly believe everybody deserves what they want. You know what I'm saying? If you want someone that's going to do those things, then if that's your preference, you should have that. Okay. Now, putting it on every woman, that's where it starts to get tricky for me, because I am / was that woman that's going to come over when you say you're sick, you know, get you the soup, cook for you, straighten up, cuddle you, give you your medicine or whatever. You know, we trying the essential oils, steams on the face, we trying stuff, you know what I'm saying, as long as you're open to it, right? I've gone as far as cooking for him and his friends when they was watching, you know, soccer. It was soccer day, I don't even remember, it's over the weekend. They was watching some games, and you know, I even sat in the kitchen by myself and ate my food, and the while the men, you know, was in the living room and the in the bedroom and watching the game. Cool. My thing is, do you deserve it? You see, am I going out of my way to do something for you and you don't deserve it and you don't appreciate? Those are main keys. Does that man do those things for you? And I've never been like a it has to be even or fair type person until I was in some type of situation where the person would not do that for me. I might get a text, "I hope you're feeling better." And I believe you should love people how they want to be loved, not how you feel they should be loved, what's in your schedule, what you feel like doing. You know what I'm saying? So if I need all the love languages, which I do, because I believe that if all of those help with a relationship, eventually you're going to be doing all those things. I want them all. I don't want to wait. I don't want just acts of service and you never give me any words of affirmation. Now I feel like you don't care about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want all of them. So does he deserve it? Does he? You know, if when you're sick or when you're not in a great mood, when you're on your cycle, is he going to the store and like, "Hey, I didn't know if you need an extra diva cup. I got you one. I didn't know if you needed these flowers. You know, I want to make sure that you're feeling good." Or is he coming over saying that, "What that mouth do? You know, I know you on your cycle, but can I still get a little head?" There's differences, okay? If you're feeling sick, maybe you're missing work, or maybe you got the flu, or you got a little, you know, other stuff, a little C word stuff. Is he popping through? Is he, you know, sending you DoorDash just to your door to make sure that you got your medicine? If he doesn't want to get sick, you don't want to come over. Is he being attentive? You know what I'm saying? For when he's sick and all his other stuff, he's expecting all these things. But when you were in bed cooped up and couldn't do shit, was he there? Because let's be for real. I do not want some dude that's just gonna give me what he feels I deserve. That's not how the fuck that works, okay? You do things for someone because you love them, which is a tweet that I'm about to read to y'all. You do stuff because you love someone. I agree with that, right? But you can do, sometimes, you come across people that no matter what the fuck you do, right? It'll never be enough, right? So they'll never do anything for you because they always feel like, well, you should be doing this because you're my man or you're my woman, right? So you can skate on ice with, I don't know, 5 serving tables of stuff for them. And then they'll never feel like it's enough, right? You could buy them Prada, Louis, Gucci, you know, for the label whores. You know, you can do all that stuff and it's never enough because they'll feel like, oh, well, you're my man. They'll feel like you're my man. So these are things I told you I wanted. So you're supposed to do those things because you're the man. Now, men, I've been around some appreciative men, right? Oh, man, I can't believe you did that for me. Thank you. You know, they never get gifts. They never get treated like... they never get treated nicely, you know? It's always a, well, can't you buy that yourself? Or, oh, I didn't know you needed that. You know, if I mess with you and I see you got a hole in your sock, mama, make sure you got some socks next time. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, guys love to wear holy underwear when they on their chill days, or no underwear, whatever. But if I see you need stuff, I'm like, okay, you know, I appreciate this man and he's doing right by me, so let me buy him these things. You know what I'm saying? Little stuff like just inconveniencing things. Like, okay, well, he didn't have this last time I was over there, so let me go ahead and get it for him because I see that, you know, it was irritating to him that he didn't have it. Okay, whatever. I went as far as dating someone that was in another state, right? He was over there for work. Oh my gosh. A few times I made some Walmart order, pickup orders for him to go and get so he wouldn't have to get off work from a long 14-hour day, right? And grocery shop. I asked him, what would you like? What do you need? I ordered it and he went to pick it up. I got thank yous, but never any reciprocation, right? I got, oh, I appreciate that, but never, he never did those things for me. And for birthdays, of course, I went on trips with this person for his birthday and I bought gifts for him for the birthday. And I made sure that the resort, you know, did something special for him. You know, the strawberries, the cake, all this other great stuff, right? Cool. What did I get for my birthday? Not that. Well, I didn't go out of the country for my birthday. I didn't go on a resort for my birthday. I went to where he was working at. In the city he was working at, right? He flew me out there and I got Bahama Breeze for dinner. And the next day we went to a Mexican restaurant and he took me to some like public jacuzzi place where, you know, you can rent out the rooms and it has a jacuzzi and a sauna in it. That's all I got. That's all I got. And he kept saying, I said, well, I don't know if I want to do that because, you know, he didn't tell me exactly what we were doing. I was like, you know, I want my birthday to be special. I want this, 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 this. And he was just like, well, I think it should be fun for both of us on my birthday. He kept saying we, but it should be me. Because I wasn't thinking about self when I bought his gifts. I wasn't thinking about self when I made sure that he got his cake. I wasn't thinking about self. I was thinking about him. You see what I'm saying? So... And I never even got any gifts. And I had to tell him, like, hey, it sure would be nice to get some roses when I arrive. I got the roses. But I had to tell him. He didn't have to tell me. I remember things in conversation that he likes. Or when he comes to my house and overnight his slippers are a little busted. I'm like, oh, no. He needs new slippers. You know what I'm saying? He needs this. He likes to smoke weed. I got him a whole rolling kit with the case, with the lock on it, all that stuff. You know, a little jinx to keep his blunts. Like, I think about the person. Because gifts should be personalized. In my opinion, now I get it if you just want to throw a card at somebody or somebody else. I get it. Maybe you don't have the time or maybe you really don't know what they want, but you want to get them something. I understand. And men are not hard to shop for. They tell you and show you what they need, right? cool. I don't feel like what I was doing for that person was worth that. He didn't deserve it. I would go to his house in Seattle knowing he was working 14-hour days, and I saw that the house was a mess. He invited me over, and he didn't clean, so I had to clean. I cleaned. I didn't complain. Yep. But listen, he comes to my house, it better be clean. You see how that works? It's like, don't do shit for people that you know for sure, and they've showed you for sure they're not going to do the same thing for you. It just doesn't make sense, right? So, this girl said to this post, I've cooked whole meals, cleaned his apartment upside down, and took a trip to TJ Maxx to make sure he had stuff that he needed to improve his day-to-day, right? That's what women do when in love and when raised with love. Okay, she says, anyone else saying you want a maid hasn't loved anyone before and doesn't know how to be a woman. Just a boss in transitional request. Now, this is the thing. I'm a woman and I've done it, and I don't want to do it anymore for someone that doesn't appreciate it and reciprocate it, right? And I'm not saying we have to do the tit for tat shit, like, oh, I buy you lunch, you have to buy me lunch. No. I'm giving you money for your haircut and for money for you to eat out at the airport because I give a fuck. I care. I want you to look a certain way. I want your belly to be full. I want you to, you know, I want you to see that I care. That's me caring. But when I do it a few times, 3 Walmart orders, and you still can't bring me wine to my house when you pulling through. You know what I'm saying? I give you money for when you on the the airport to come back home. You know, it's a long flight from here, from the West Coast, and your ass can't even. When I say, well, I want a drink on the plane, you send me $5 for one drink. Like, what the fuck? Like, you have to notice that some people are going to do what they can to get over. They will. I'm sorry, like, they just fucking will. That's just how some people are. They want the most from you and provide the less to you. It's just what it is. Not every man is like that. So it's like I'm in this strange medium where I get what she's saying. I get what she's saying because I've been there. But also, I'm on the other end now where I'm not doing shit unless you deserve it. And I'm not doing shit unless you show me that you can reciprocate. I'm not doing anything. So in these terms, in a traditional way, men should lead with that shit. Y'all love to lead, right? So let's lead with that, right? You do for me. You give me what I want in my love languages, and I'm going to follow with, okay, cool. He showed me that he can love me how I want. I'm going to love him how he wants, right? Cool. He's giving me these things because he gives a fuck about me. I'm going to give him these things that he needs or wants because what? I give a fuck about him, and the reciprocation is there. You see? That's it. Once you slack, I'm slacking too. Once you don't do, I'm not doing. What the fuck do I look like? I'm sorry, but no. I'm not going to continue to do the most, break my back, not get any sleep, making sure that you sleep. What? I'm trying to tell you, I've done so much for people and it just isn't there. And it's not the fact that they don't want. It's not the fact that they can't. It's not the fact that they're busy. It's not the fact that they have a lot going on. It's not the fact that they're tired from work. Because when somebody's tired from work and they get off work, I promise you, they get energy. Oh, I'm finally off work. Woof, can't wait to get home and do boom, boom, boom. They doing shit, sis. They're doing it, okay? And this is for the guys, too. Stop doing for a woman that don't reciprocate. Stop doing for a woman that ain't gonna give you any fucking thing. When you're tired and sick and need your feet rubbed because you on your feet all day at work, back-breaking work, she don't do nothing for you. She don't like you, right? It ain't because she tired. It ain't because she don't got it. Because women, no matter what, we're gonna figure out a way to do it, get it. That's it. Okay, so all the excuses people give you after you give and give and give, it's bullshit. Because I swear to God, the person that I did all that stuff for, 110%, is doing it for someone else, right? this shit that I wanted, he's doing it for someone else. How do I know? I just do. Trust me. Trust me. Men move for who the fuck they want to move for. People in general, right? All right, boom. So, of course, you got the comments of under this girl's tweet that said, I love that for you. Did he marry you? She said, honey, you missed the point. My goal is to love my own way and make someone happy. I have no agenda. She's not loving in her own way. She's loving in the way that that person wants her to, right? And then for her to say, well, no, I didn't get married. Okay, I hope he's loving you in the way that you want to. Maybe marriage is not on the table for y'all. Whatever, whatever. I hope you got something out of it. Because to give and give and give and never receive, I don't give a fuck if my... Listen, parents and culture teach things that's not proper. Just because you were taught it doesn't mean you shouldn't unlearn it because it's not healthy. Right? So, for example, just because I was taught to be... I don't know, independent, doesn't mean that I should always, you know, do that and make a man feel like he's not needed in my life, right? Some stuff can be toned down, relearned, erased completely, like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. So just because in her culture, and it looks like she has some type of, it's a foreign flag, right? Those women are taught to not only do for men, but don't complain and don't expect shit back. You know what I'm saying? So of course, it could become a toxic thing where you're doing and doing and doing and not expecting anything back in a sense of being loved or being cared for or just somebody reciprocating that energy back to you to show that you also love them. They love you. So it does become a bit like a lot of these women complain. I did for my husband, blah, 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 20 years. And still nothing. Like he just sits on his ass. He doesn't help around the house with the kids. Da, da, da. Those be the main women on social media complaining about how nobody does anything for them. Nobody cares about them. How they have them going through a mental breakdown. Yeah. Yes, the fuck you are going through a mental breakdown. You know why? Because you do so much and nobody is refilling your cup. At least refill the cup. Because you're taking energy from me, but you're not getting any, I'm not getting anything back to replenish me. So I have to do for you, kids, whoever, family members, and then I also have to do for self. Nobody's putting anything in my cup. That hurts. That's terrible. That's not something to be proud of at all. That shit is embarrassing. It just shows that that person does not give a fuck about you. He doesn't like you, for real. Like, let's be for real. Don't like you. Nope. I don't care what nobody says. If that person doesn't show up and show out for you, he doesn't like you. Now, liking pussy and liking what you do for them, so that's why they're around, is two different things. Does he like you as an individual, right? Is he loving you how you want? Is he doing things that you like? Let's say you don't like flowers, but he brings you flowers every Wednesday. You don't like them. He's loving you in a way that he feels that you deserve, right? He's loving you in a way that he feels like loving you. That's it. Yep. Mm-hmm. I've had it. I've had a guy give me stuff and I'm like, well, you know what? For example, I tell somebody, hey, I don't like shoes like that. And they keep trying to give me shoes as a token of their appreciation. I don't like that. You liking me and loving me and giving to me how you want me to receive. And that's not cool. Like, that's not what I want. Okay. Let me put it in simpler terms. Love languages. If your love language is physical touch, and this person keeps giving you words of affirmation, but they never fucking touch you, you're gonna feel gross. You're gonna feel like, do they like me? What the fuck? I see that he's doing something, but it's not what I like. You go to Burger King and they say, okay, it's BK, you can have it your way. What do you want? And you say, I want a number one. And they're like, well, I feel like you should try a number five. And I feel like you deserve a number five. This is what I feel like giving you. You gonna pay for that sandwich? You gonna pay for that shit? No. You're gonna complain. Why do we complain from strangers with the service they're supposed to provide us and what we want to pay for? But when people are in our beds, in our vaginas, in our mouths, in our throats, in our heads all fucking day, in our lives, we don't complain. We just let them do whatever. We allow them to do whatever. I don't like that shit. I'm done with that shit. I am. I'm not giving you anything. I'm not doing for you, and you cannot do for me. I don't care. And as men, they should be the ones showing us and showing out. We are a form of a prize. Don't get me wrong. Men are a prize in their own right. Women give birth. Women provide children. Duh. We can't do it without men. We carry for 9 months. What do men do for 9 months? This is not a struggle war, though. This is not a who does more war. This is not a gender war. I'm just saying, you need to be appreciative of the woman you have. You need to be appreciative of the man you have. Love them how they want to be loved, or else they will not feel loved. But this right here, a man expecting all of this stuff, I would love to ask him, well, what are you doing for a woman when she's sick, or if her house is nasty, are you coming to clean it? We both know the answer. We know the answer to that. We know the answer. No man wants a dirty bitch, right? So if your house is dirty, a man is likely to judge you and not help you clean. Likely. Majority of men are not coming over your house and seeing that it's nasty and being like, let me help you clean up, baby. You know, there's some outliers. I swear they are, but I never met one. You know why? Because I can't keep a dirty fucking house, first of all. Secondly, I would never even do it to see the judgment on a man's face. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Because I'm already knowing. They texting their friends and asking their mom, why was her house dirty? You know what I'm saying? Like, and his mom telling him, she nasty. Don't be over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, I'm trying to tell you, it's different. Okay? It's different per man, per woman. Well, for men and women, it's different. You cannot be nasty. You can't afford to have a dude over your house and you got dishes all in the sink. Everything's dirty. And you think he's going to come over there and help you fold clothes. Ma'am, I want you to know he's going to be like, oh, well, you know, let's go out. You know, your house going to remain dirty. And then after that, he's like, no, I'm going to call it a night. And he's going to go find some girl that got a nice clean house with the Febreze incense going and all this other stuff. But I swear. Because men put into, how can I say this? Men attach women's cleanliness and how they dress and how their hair is to the type of person they are. Yeah. Yep. That's what they do. And with men, we don't do that. If a man has a messy car, if a man has a messy house, if a man has a nasty ass bathroom, we're thinking, oh, he's just working real hard. He's working real hard. Yep, he working hard. Let me clean this up for him. Meanwhile, you at your own house, working your back, cleaning your house, trying to keep it clean with your kids, right? And nobody's helping you. You know what I'm saying? You got to do this shit yourself. Because that's what a woman's supposed to do, right? Even though everybody has their own apartment. If a man has his own apartment and he can't keep it clean, he's expecting his girlfriend or somebody he's fucking to come over and clean it. I'm trying to tell you, it's double standards, right? But that's what the world is based on, right? A whole bunch of double-ass standards. So, I mean, you roll with the punches, you get it. But at the same time, it's not like, it's not fair. I mean, but the world isn't fair. So that's just kind of what you have to deal with, right? So she says she's not married. She don't have an agenda. She just does it for whatever. So a man says she comes from a community where the men are treated like disposable razors, and that's the norm. She can't comprehend doing this for the average man within her group. It's foreign and therefore seen as bad. Everything just must be negative, right? It's crazy because men will come into comments and start taking up for any woman that said that they will wash their dirty ass drawers, right? It's just crazy. I don't know. And then those be the same men that don't give you shit. They don't appreciate you. You do something nice to your hair, they don't even notice because they're not paying attention to you. You are a maid. If a man doesn't like you like that enough to reciprocate any energy that you put out there, you are the maid. You are the chef. You know what I'm saying? You are Molly maid. You are. And that's okay if that's what you want. Because you deserve to get what you want, right? So if you want a man that's going to treat you like a maid, not reciprocate, not really give you anything that you want, just say, hey, did you cook? I'm hungry. I had a long day at work. Did you cook? yeah, I cooked, but also I'm about to go into work as well. So the dishes are in the sink. Oh, you're not going to clean the dishes? You see what I'm talking about? You got your own house. You got your own job to go to. You're not a housewife. You're doing this shit twice, for his house and your house, and you have to work. But he can't bring over some flowers, or he can't love you in the way that you want. I'm just saying, does he deserve it? Not everybody deserves everything that you're willing to put out. That's all I'm saying. Somebody else says, I've learned one thing about men. The less you do for them, the more they love you. I see women breaking their backs, hearts, and pockets for men and still do them dirty. It's got to be the right person on both ends. But I'm honestly not the one for serving in this day and age. This shit triggered me severely because I'm just now noticing that as well, that a particular, I only date black guys, right? And that's all I'm ever going to date. And I don't do the gay shit. That's disgusting. This is my thing. So I'm not saying there aren't men out here that do it, right? But there are a lot of men that don't, okay? That's all I'm going to say. So when you are being submissive and when you are breaking your back, you breaking that coochie off, you clean and you Molly mating it up, you Chef Ramseying it up, they don't like you. They don't like you anymore. They don't. You give up your boundaries because they can break those down. You don't put your foot down. You don't have a backbone. They don't like it. They don't like that you are overly submissive. They don't like it. They might act like they like it because they're still fucking you and they're still allowing you to be around in their presence, but they're bored. It's a primal thing. And I know, listen, okay, I hear you. My man don't do that. Okay, then this ain't for you. Okay? I dated a guy, bending over backwards. I mean, I was a gymnast. I was a gymnast. I could bend over, do the little head, you know, standing on the head, legs behind my head, you know, twirling around. I could do that and clean, cook, and pop coochie. I was doing it, okay? Buying stuff for his children, right? You know, for birthdays and shit. I was doing the thing. I was doing the whole, I'm not a stepmommy, but I'm the girlfriend, but I'm not really the, listen, I'm trying to tell you. This man, it's like the more submissive I got, the more docile I got, the more I was like, hey, I just want to make sure that you're happy. The more I cried at the fact that he wasn't giving, the fact that I did all these things and it was not being reciprocated. As simple as, hey, I appreciate you. Let me buy you some roses. Did you need a spa day? Nothing. Okay. And he lives in another state and I end up going there cleaning. Popping coochie, you know what I'm saying? And now when I say high sex drive, all right? We fucking at 6 p.m. because I landed. We fucking at 6 p.m. We fucking again at before 12. We fucking at 3 a.m. Yeah. He waking me up to fuck. Absolutely. And then we going back to sleep at the 3 a.m. And then we fucking again. Like, we fucking. Okay, we're doing that. We're doing a lot. Okay? Yep. It was a lot of that. Okay, and when he was here, he would pop through late nights. Guess what? More fucking. Yep. I'm trying to tell you, okay? And I would buy stuff for him, make sure he was good. I was doing all of this stuff, and I never got it reciprocated. So, stuff like that. And then I just wanted a simple, like, phone call. He refused to have me talking on the phone with him. He refused to FaceTime. Now, this is a long-distance relationship, right? Or so I thought. And, yeah, he only said we only need a text. But I said, what about me? What do I need from you? I said, the type of communication I need is deeper than texting. And he's made a big deal about it. And maybe I got a phone call once every couple months. Yep. Mm-hmm. The more money I spent, I would be at the store buying stuff for my children. And I'm like, you know what? He probably does need this. And I had it for him. Right, he got as far as saying, like, dang, I really want a PS5. And I'm like, you want that? I said, I can get you that. Don't worry about it. You know, then he's like, dang, my phone is acting weird. The charging port, like, I need a new phone. But that's when I started to wise up. I said, wait a second here. Wait a second. Okay. Hold on. Hold the phone. Something in the water ain't clean. You know? Now, this could just been this guy. I'm trying to tell you. Guys will sit here and tell you all year long, you're not woman enough. You're not feminine enough. You're not submissive enough. Why are you so argumentative? Why are you holding your ground? Why are you in your square? Why are you taking up for yourself? That's all you need to be hearing when they say stupid shit like that. That's it. They're trying to break you down to see if they can break you down. That's a challenge. Okay, listen. Once men hunt. Once they get you, they got you, right? But there's also a game within the game, right? So if they can break you down, so if they can get you to do whatever, if they can get you to stretch, that's part of the game. But then once you're stretched out and you're all energied out, once they're used to the coochie and all this other stuff, bro, the game is over. I'm just sorry to tell you. Now, oh, that's not my man. It's not all men. Some men have evolved and realized that women are special. You see what I'm saying? And they should treat us as such. And they don't want to lose us. They appreciate us. This is the 1%. I'll give it to you. This is the 5%. All right, cool. There you go. I love men dearly. I'm starting to just having to realize that this is how some of them are, and I have to love them either from a distance, or if I'm going to jump into that man, I'm going to have to expect certain things, and that's okay. You see what I'm saying? Fine. I'm not going to sit here and dog men or nothing like that. Some men act certain ways, and you just have to respect that. Trying to change that is the problem. That's where women be coming in, you know, short. We don't need to be trying to change y'all. We need to be trying to understand who y'all are and adapting to it if that's what we want. And expecting nothing more than what they can offer. Okay? That's where a lot of us fuck up. We fall in love with potential or what we think that we can get from them. Or what we saw on Instagram, we try to apply it to our lives, and that's what we fuck up at. So do I hate men? No, I love men. Am I going to do for men? Absolutely. What I see that they just like what I see that they are going to willing to give to me, right? So if their love language is gifts, I don't fucking know. It's usually physical touch, whatever. If it's gifts and physical touch, I'm going to provide those things because I still want to love somebody how they want to be loved, right? I'm not a hypocrite. But if I'm doing those things for you and you're not doing what I need, I'm going to fall off the face of the fucking earth and you'll never hear from me again. You know what I'm saying? And this better be in the fucking beginning. If I see that you are applying what I need in the beginning, we're good. As soon as I start to see you slack off, I'm going to sit back. I won't be part of the foolery. I can't. You know? And then, of course, the girl says, the more you do, the more they love you. If you knew men or humans, you would know that the only reason people want you more is because of stubbornness and not love. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Again, love is not transactional. Y'all acting like we are saying to stay with someone that doesn't love you. You right. It's to be at his place, seeing it organized, and just clean up for him. The person will be the right person if you love or like him. I don't know, bro. It's just one of those things. Like I said, I've been through both. I've worn both pairs of shoes, hats. I've done it. And I just want somebody to love me for me. I want somebody to love me how I want to be loved. And I'm going to do the same for them. And I feel like that's the easiest thing. Like, just, it's super easy. You know what I'm saying? All the extra shit, all the what about it? It's stupid. It's easy. Just love someone how they want to be loved. And if they clearly are showing that they can't love you, reciprocate that energy. They can't love you the same way or in your terms. And they don't appreciate you. You've been over backwards and not giving that same energy. Then you got to love yourself. This is where self-love come in. Love yourself enough to know that no matter how much time you put into this person, if they start reverting back to something, or if they start acting completely different, trust they're not acting completely different. They had a mask on when they met you and now they're being themselves, right? And that's not the place for you, especially if that's not who you're interested in, and this, if that's not who they were in the beginning and it's something negative, I would leave immediately. Fuck that. Like, self-love is knowing that no matter how much you think you love that person and they switching up for the worse and they're not treating you great, self-love is to leave immediately. Don't try to talk it out. None of that shit. If that person really gives a fuck about you, once they see you packing your shit and that you're distancing yourself emotionally, they'll pull up and they'll change. You shouldn't even have to ask them or have a sit down and say, hey, you acting a little different. Can you change? Because a majority of the time, they're going to say, what are you talking about? I'm still the same. I haven't changed anything. Because in their eyes, they haven't. That's really them. We're the ones that was, you know, tricked by the facade. It was just a mask. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, but I thought this topic was interesting because I just ended up in a situation where in the beginning, we talked on the phone for hours. We was doing the FaceTime. We was doing the sexting on the FaceTime. We was doing the pics. I didn't have to ask for the pics. You know what I'm saying? He never had to ask for the pics. Now I got to ask for the pics and I don't receive said pics for days. And I have to keep asking, oh, I thought you was going to send me that. Horrible, right? Like I said, I was doing everything. You know what I'm saying? When he was here, he was there, he was everywhere else. And what did I get? I got him being on Tinder and these apps swiping. I got him on all these other little sites and shit, swiping and shit like that. I got him talking to girls, talking about, oh, come out to such and such. And, you know, they got a lot of stuff out here. Are you inviting women to your city? Like, ooh, whoa. Let me, but when I liked a guy's picture on Twitter, because I got Twitter checked, he would have a fit. You see that? Like, little stuff like that, run. And I didn't run. I stood still and I thought things would change and they never did. Because that's not how that worked. Anywho, listen. It would feel so much better when you're doing something for someone that does it for you. It feels different. It feels good. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit feels like, wow. You've never been loved like that. Right? You just don't get it. It's like, it almost feels too good to be true type shit. You're like, well, wouldn't the other shoe gonna drop? And it don't. You should be the one that loves yourself the most. Then someone should come in, that cup that's already full. And then it's like the glasses that they have at the functions, where it's like that one glass at the top, the little champagne flutes or whatever, and then all the other champagne flutes are at the bottom. So you fill the top, let it overflow, and then it fills up the other cups. That's what loving yourself feels like, and then somebody coming in and loving on you how you want them to. It just overflows so many cups. You're never running dry. It feels amazing. That's what we deserve as people. Not just a man or woman, we deserve that as people. And I don't give a fuck if that person, if you're doing all this shit for this person, they're not doing it for you. They don't like you. They're not calling you. I remember the girl's Instagram shit, the older lady. They don't call you. They don't like you. They don't text you back. They don't like you. They don't give you stuff that you give them. They don't like you. They don't come to see you when you're sick. They don't like you. Oh my God. And that shit hit different because I'm like, oh shit, she's right. He don't like me. He don't like you. She don't like you either. She don't like you. And that's okay. Find somebody to like you. As soon as you realize they don't like you, don't even cry. Don't even cry about it. Don't even say, I spend money. Just the game. It's a credit card. Charge it. That's it. That's all you can do, bro. I swear. Because no matter how much you fight, argue, they're gonna switch up their chameleons. They'll switch up for a couple days. The good ones, a week. And then guess what? You start to see the old patterns. So don't do it. Don't waste your time. Don't do it. Don't waste your time. I'm trying to tell you. I hope this helps someone. Because I wish I had heard a podcast to help me. Because that shit, I be going through little Instagram shit. I'm like, whoa, this sounds a little bit too familiar. But the part of me, my inner self that wants to be loved on, my inner child that felt like, okay, I didn't get loved on enough and I need this from this man. You see what I'm talking about? That shit kept me in that situation. My brain didn't keep me there. My brain was a bit beat the fuck down verbally. Do not get me wrong. Like mentally, done, right? Because I'm listening to what he's saying versus actions, my brain confused, right? Sex, crazy, phenomenal. I'm confused, you know? Coochie and heart is all there, but mind is a bit confused. What the fuck we doing here? You know, like, I'm trying to tell you. Listen, y'all, I hope this helps somebody. I had to get this off my fucking chest. I've been seeing some memes. I've been seeing some posts. And I'm like, ooh, should I tell my story? I don't know. Well, there it is, you know? People gonna treat you how you allow it, right? So if you have a specific way you want to be treated, you let that shit be known from the ground up, from the dirt. And if they starting to build a house not how you want it, you knock that shit down, you walk away. Okay, that's it. I'm done. That's it. You're not gonna take a sandwich. You're not gonna take a number five when you ordered a number one. That's it. Okay. It's very simple. I know our emotions and our coochies and our dicks get involved. And then, you know, we don't want to go, well, I put blood, sweat, and tears and money into this. You better fucking leave. You're going to put more time and energy when you could be actually getting loved by somebody that cares about you. I'm trying to tell you. Anywho, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Okay? And I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.